Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
It's not like the Minnesota Twins need to worry about facing the Yankees again, is it?
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
You're his brother. You can't talk to him. What do
you talk to him? I'll talk to
him. Do what you can, that's all I'm asking you.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow. Let me go.
All right? Where are you going
to
be?
Be at the gym or the other joint.
I'll catch you by the gym.
All right.
It's Frank Vincent and Joe Pesci. Again. We talked about this when Frank Vincent passed away. I went looking for a Raging Bull clip today, Jake LaMotta passing away, and I found that, and I thought, hey, if you're going to say we're talking sports at 4:05 on the Twitter, I'm opening up with Frank Vincent again. It's going to be a thing. Not a wildly popular thing, but it's going to be a thing. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Wednesday. Great one for you. As Tristan Cockcroft will be joining us, you laughed at that. I said it was a great show today, and you just laughed.
Why are you accusing me of things I didn't do?
Well, what was that? Was that a hiccup? I saw movement out of the corner of my eye. There was movement.
Oh, well, I think you're just imagining things.
I'm flagging you for excessive celebration, unsportsmanlike conduct.
It was a high step. I'm sorry.
And there's no review of this. Alex Kuhn along with me until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our producer, on the other side of the glass. So it wasn't a laugh.
No, there was no laugh. Okay, I believe wholeheartedly that this will be a great show.
When I say it's going to be a great show, and I think my co-host is laughing out of the corner of my eye, then I've got concerns as to whether or not this will indeed be a great show. Normally, Tristan Cockcroft joins us at 6 o'clock to answer your fantasy football questions. He is going to have to be with us at 5:05 tonight due to a scheduling conflict, so do not tune in at 6 o'clock if you have fantasy football questions. Continue listening until 5, and Tristan will hopefully get them answered for you. Don't ask whether you should start a guy who's hurt over a guy who's healthy. Don't do that. That's a little free advice from me to you out there. If you have a guy who's hurt, try to be aware of that before you ask a lineup question. Nothing in particular sparking that. No question that was asked of Chris Liss on the gym class earlier today. If you missed their show, podcast will be available at kgymradio.com. So we mentioned Tristan coming up at 5 o'clock. You'll hear from a most likely down in the dumps, Gary Rima at 5:30 today, the U and I play-by-play voice having to call the 24-21 loss to Southern Utah in Cedar Valley or Cedar City over the weekend. You'll hear from him at 5:30. And then tonight, 6 o'clock, we have the 6 o'clock showdown. On the line, a pair of movie passes to any of the Marcus Theaters locations in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville. I anticipate these will be highly sought after tonight. 7 questions in 60 seconds. That's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Those could be yours. Iowa getting ready to play Penn State at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday. It's the subject of our poll question today at kgymradio.com. What concerns you as an Iowa fan the most about Penn State right now? Quarterback Trace McSorley, running back Saquon Barkley, Penn State's defense, or its overall athleticism? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. I guess you could probably throw another option on that poll question. Joe Moorhead, the offensive coordinator of the Nittany Lions. I think it was Sports Illustrated. I don't know whether you saw this or not. I was actually going to send you the link earlier today. But there was a sort of an oral history of how Joe Moorhead got to where he is at. I love these stories. Jim Tom Sula was one of them, the guy who coached the 49ers for a year and looked like the guy that would be sitting at the end of the bar from you. And it just, he had a great story about working his way up and reaching the pinnacle of his profession. Joe Moorhead was a grinder And at one point in time, this is how low Joe Moorhead was before he ascended the college football coaching ranks. He was a sports writer. Joe Moorhead was a sports writer covering high school football games for what he describes as a small newspaper in Pittsburgh and then an even smaller newspaper somewhere in Ohio. And he made the very wise decision, I don't want to be a sports writer for the rest of my life. I want to be a football coach. And eventually he winds up becoming the head coach at Fordham, extremely successful. And he is the guy, more than anyone else, who's responsible for saving James Franklin's bacon at Penn State. He'll be on the sidelines at Kinnick Stadium on Saturday, and Iowa's going to have its hands full. There's no doubt about that. Now, they announced earlier today, actually within the last 30 minutes, that because of the forecast once again on Saturday, even though it's a 6:30 kickoff and later and the sun will be going down, that they will once again have the hydration stations and some of the other protocols in place at Kinnick that they had last week when the temperatures were expected to be in the mid-90s. So a little bit more of a friendlier environment at Kinnick Stadium. As to how many people are going to be there, though, that's up for debate. They said yesterday, and we didn't really get into this yesterday because we were too busy making fun of the Chris Farley show question. They said tickets were remaining, but they didn't get into any specifics, which I thought was a little odd because normally we get at least a ballpark number. A lot of people thought when this was announced, 6:30 kickoff, night game, Penn State, Kinnick Stadium, those tickets were just going to go gone. They're going to get snatched up. I think it's a little strange that there are still tickets remaining for this game. Iowa's 3-0, Penn State's 3-0, night game, atmosphere, all of that good stuff. And they're struggling to fill Kinnick Stadium for this. I don't know. You look like you got something to say about Joe Moorhead, though.
No, I think it's interesting. I was just going to say, I think it's interesting that people are talking about James Franklin as one of the hot coaching names in college football and forget that he was on the hot seat until Joe Moorhead showed up in State College. But as far as tickets go, it is a little bit surprising. And if this were Michigan or Ohio State, one of those name brand schools, and I know Penn State is also a traditional college football blue blood, but if it were Michigan or Ohio State, would they be flying off? Would the tickets be flying off the presses in Iowa City? I don't know. But when I heard that there were tickets remaining, I was a little bit surprised. But I don't like people. I don't like to tell people how to spend their money. I'm just surprised that there are still tickets remaining for this game, especially, and we'll get into this a little bit later, Penn State is, in my opinion, the best team in the Big Ten.
Iowa's not the only place where tickets are available. I saw somebody mention on social media earlier today that Nebraska, which is normally a fairly tough ticket to get your hands on, at Memorial Stadium, they are hosting Rutgers this weekend. And granted, it's Rutgers. Okay, I get that. It's not exactly a marquee opponent. But you can get into Memorial Stadium an end zone seat this weekend for the Big Ten opener for $25, thereabouts. I think it was $28 and whatever the StubHub fees were. You want to talk about a program falling on hard times. But so it's not just an Iowa thing, but I would have thought for certain that they would have had no problem packing Kinnick Stadium with 70,000 people on Saturday night, and they may still get there, but the time for those tickets to, because what, a week and a half ago when they announced the kickoff time, there was, what, 6,000 tickets remaining, and then they said they got it down to about 5,500, and then the reports of how many tickets remaining became a little bit more vague.
As far as Nebraska, I'm just wondering if their sellout streak is going to end. But as the people on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line 2922 saying that the lowest ticket price is $95 to get into Kinnick Stadium
for Penn State
on Saturday night.
The low, so like row 70. What's Kinnick's got 72 rows, right?
Yes.
So 72 rows up in the corners, or what's? I don't know what people consider the worst seat. I assume that it's up in the corners because that's traditionally where they put the visiting fans. I saw a band of North Texas Mean Green fans in what would be the northwest end zone. $95 is the lowest ticket price to get in.
On StubHub, the upper end zone seats are going for about $67.
Okay, well that's...
And then the next lowest would be about $80. Okay, on the so secondary market, but I wonder if through the ticket office it'd be $95.
You got some people who are maybe just trying to move their tickets, because so, $67, I think, is at least in 2017, you look and say, okay, that's reasonable for a marquee Big Ten football game. But if the average ticket is $100, then yeah, it's going to be, you know, people have so many more options nowadays.
Exactly.
And no one look, I'm the only loser here who goes to games by himself. Okay, and I readily admit that. I say you can get a great ticket if you're going to a Blackhawks game or you're going to a Cubs game, White Sox game, whatever, and you want a single, you want to sit by yourself, you just want to go to the game and enjoy watching the sport that you love, you can get a great seat if you're going by yourself. I'm the only loser who does that. Normally, you go to the game with your friends, your family, co-workers, somebody. So it's not just one ticket then. It's two tickets or four tickets, six tickets, whatever. And then parking and concessions, and if you get into the tailgate scene, everything that goes into that, you don't necessarily have to play the Powerball and be a Powerball winner in order to do this, but you've got to seriously look at your family budget and say, okay, here's a large chunk of expendable income, and it's going to go to this experience. And some people can do that, some people can't. But in this day and age, it's getting a lot harder for a lot of people to go to those games. That blows me away. I was thinking $75. Clay, add an extra $25 on per ticket. And then, like I said, they got free parking, but it's in frickin' Tiffin, practically. It's way out on Melrose over by the soccer and field hockey fields, and they'll shuttle you, but then you still got to sit in the traffic and all of that good stuff. And Saturday night is going to be a zoo. Saturday night's just going to be an absolute chaotic mess, and that's why, you know, I'm supposed to be at Coach's Corner for the pregame show, which we're doing this week live beginning at 4:30. Normally, we take care of the pregame show in the studio. And I said, I'm not going to Coach's Corner and then trying to get over to Kinnick Stadium because, A, traffic is going to be awful, and, B, the parking ramp is going to be full by the time I get there. So I'll be joining you guys from the stadium on Saturday for the pregame show. But it's a tough sell. You got to get creative, and you got to figure out a way to get people to the games, because if they're not coming when you're 3-0 and you've got a top five team in the country coming into your building, then when are those people going to buy seats?
So I've done a little bit of research here, and I have to give credit to, is it 2722?
To give credit to anybody.
I was giving the price on the secondary market through, and we were just talking about Iowa announcing that the tickets still remain through the athletic department. The cheapest ticket that you can buy through the school is, in fact, $95.
By the way, John in Tiffin, I was not bad-mouthing Tiffin. I'm just saying, relative to where you're parking,
that's a long ways away from Kinnick Stadium.
You may as well park in the garage at Costco and call an Uber. 319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We want to hear from you today, 319-366-16. I just gave the number. Sometimes you just sit here and you just say things. That was one of those instances. Okay, I got to talk. You can't have dead air. Say something. I'll just give the phone number I gave away 10 seconds ago. There's more. We're going to get into some other stuff today, too. Oliver Martin, the former Iowa City West standout, could possibly be in line for some playing time at the University of Michigan. They had a injury to one of their top receivers, and Jim Harbaugh went on the radio in Michigan earlier today and said, one of the true freshmen possibly going to get in there, and he named Oliver Martin as a guy that could see some playing time moving forward. He has dressed but has not played in any of their first three games. The Wolverines are at Purdue this weekend, and boy,
that game is sold out.
That shocks me, because Ross-Ade Stadium, I don't know if I've ever been there, and it's been more than two-thirds full.
They've had some bad teams in the last
decade. That's a
bad
draw, but I guess we'll find out whether or not Purdue is really all that good this weekend if they can beat Michigan. Granted, it's in West Lafayette, but there are some good Big Ten games. Now, we talked yesterday about Minnesota, Northwestern, and Wisconsin all being off this weekend, and how there's not a whole lot going on in the Big Ten West. But you've got Michigan at Purdue, which suddenly is way more interesting than it was 3 weeks ago. Penn State coming to Iowa. And then Notre Dame at Michigan State, which is the 7 o'clock kickoff on Fox. And one of the three games that we'll be picking in the Cedar Rapids Gazette on Saturday morning, the esteemed panel, and then me. I still don't know why they asked me to do that. I'm not any funnier or more insightful than any other person that they could just randomly pluck off the street to make snotty comments about Nebraska football. I haven't even seen my record yet this year, but I think it's a little bit better than it was a year ago. I didn't give away the Cornell game just to make fun of Mark like I did last year. I picked the correct winner, and I got to make fun of Mark. 319-366-1600. This all started, we were talking about Joe Moorhead and the fact that he used to be a sports writer, and then...
Do you think he knows Fran McCaffrey's brother?
He Jack?
Said, yeah. He said he was a sports... You said he was a sports columnist or a sports writer Pennsylvania, right?
Right, he covered high school sports. I don't think they probably crossed paths all that often.
That's true.
He made the very astute career decision to do something other than be a sports writer. And good on him. This guy is... Look, if he's with Penn State next year, I would be surprised.
We chatted with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN, who at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, and I asked him about Joe Moorhead. And he was saying that he'll probably wait on one of the bigger jobs to open up. He's not going to go to a group of five school, because he doesn't want to uproot his family. Once again, they've moved quite a bit over the past 5 to 10 years, and he doesn't want to do it again. But he's going to be a guy that he's going to be number one on most people's list. There's no denying what he has done at Penn State. He has saved James Franklin's job, and I'll be very interested to see what happens with that Penn State program and that offense once Saquon Barkley leaves, and more importantly, in my opinion, once Joe Moorhead leaves, because I do believe his days are numbered. He, at 43 years old, is ready for a head coaching job.
8696 on the text line says, glad to hear I'm not the only loser that goes to games by himself. Are you a loser if you go to games by yourself? 319-366-1600. Maybe that should have been the poll question today. Does that automatically make you a loser if you go to games by yourself? Look, before I got married, I did everything by myself. And I was one of those guys, never self-conscious at all about going to a restaurant. I know there are some people that it bugs them to go to a restaurant, and they sort of very meekly say, hey, no, it's just me. I'll sit at the bar.
Can't do it.
Never. Give me a damn table. I want to eat like a human being. Just because I'm here by myself, go to the movies. I love going to the movies by myself. I'd still do it if I could get away with it. Of course, when you're married and you have a small child, it's very difficult to get away for 15 minutes, let alone 2.5 hours, 3 hours. I don't do the movies anymore. I got TV and the DVR, and getting caught up on the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary is fantastic. It really is. We'll talk more about that later on. You say we're going to talk about sports, and now I'm talking about what's on public TV. Let's go to Steve in Iowa City. 366-1600. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, I just want to let you know that whether you knew Penn State sent back some of their allotted tickets.
They sent back about 450 tickets. There were 6,000 of them for sale. So that's a small number of the tickets that were for sale as of about a week and a half ago. But yes, to be factually accurate, Penn State did send back some of its, you get 3,000 tickets,
yes,
right? So they sent back about 400. So I guess if we wanted to get really creative here, we could blame this whole mess on Penn State. But when you got 6,000 tickets that were available and Penn State returns for, I wasn't a math major, but I don't think that that's the major part of the problem here. You look speechless.
I am speechless.
You got nothing today.
No, I just,
you're like
when
the
we're
twins,
talking about
you're
tickets.
Like the Twins going against the Yankees.
Did they give up 6 runs in an inning? Is that the equivalent of what's happening right now with
me? Bombed all over the place. I went to B-Dubs for lunch today because I wanted to go to a place where I could see the Twins-Yankees game on TV, and I knew they would have it on, or they'd put it on for me. 11-3. Sweep.
Are they now tied with the Angels in the wild card?
The Indians, I think, and they've been taking care of business, so the Angels haven't been gaining a whole lot of ground. But the story here, and we talked about it the other day, is the Twins are going to have to go back to New York and play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium if they indeed wind up getting the second wild card. Not good.
Angels a game back in the wild card.
So there you go. 366-1600. 3530 says if I have to, going back to when I gave the number twice in about an 8-second span, he says if you're going to continue to do that, you have to do it in a wacky DJ voice.
I have never seen the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary. Does that make me a loser?
It's brand new. It's on right now. I think the third episode was the one that was on the other night.
I've never seen any Ken Burns documentary. Does that make me a loser?
I wish I was as good at my profession as Ken Burns is at his. Because the baseball documentary, the Civil War, jazz, he's done a number of documentaries and they're all fantastic. And you learn some, and it's just the amazing amount of detail that goes into it. I highly recommend it. It's just, I'm sitting there on the couch and, you know, it made me uncomfortable watching that. I can't imagine for people of a certain age, especially the people who fought in that war, sitting there watching some of the things. It's really well done is what I'm trying to say. And it has nothing to do with the fact that Iowa hasn't sold all the tickets for the Penn State game. We need to go to Kyle for
board
update.
We'll stay here and send it over to Kyle.
See, we would be on track if I didn't give the phone number 7 times today in about an 8-minute span.
As you just mentioned with the Penn State ticket I don't think that had much to do with it.
That's what's pushing us back and back and back. Let's go to Kyle. He's got a Midwest One Bank Big Board update today. Midwest One, where you're the one.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th. They host the UNI Open on December 9th and close the season in February at Oklahoma State, hosting Iowa State and hosting Mizzou. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver freshman Oliver Martin could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing 6 games over the next 9 days before opening the regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's Area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second with Xavier third. The top 9 remains identical to last week with Marion sneaking in at number 10. Jefferson was up to third in the state prior to their defeat of number 4 in the state, Linmar. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon with the Yankees winning 11-3. New York appears locked in with that top AL wildcard spot, and Minnesota holds a 1-game advantage over the Angels for second. With no Twins, keep it here after the show for ESPN programming.
All right, a lot of people weighing in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line about going to things by yourself. and saying that it's not that big of a deal, which I'm glad to see that, because believe me, 10, 15 years ago, I don't think that was the prevailing thought process. A lot of people would look at you and go, that's a little strange.
Well, I think that just proves that you're less self-conscious than certain people that are afraid to go places by themselves.
Okay, now stick with me on this one, because we're going to try to see where this goes coming up after the bottom of the hour. What is the craziest thing that someone you know believes? I would ask what you believe, but no one wants to basically admit that they're an idiot. But we all have friends who we believe are idiots. What is the craziest thing that someone you know believes? 319-366-1600. This has something to do with sports. It loosely ties into sports.
Does it have to do with a certain receiver believing something?
It does. Back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hass. Are you wasting time worrying about timekeeping and scheduling instead of calling the plays for your business? The pros at Future Systems can handle all of your scheduling and timekeeping needs. With web-based timekeeping, your team can clock in whether they're at home or away. And when you add integrated scheduling, you can avoid a penalty flag for having too many players on the field. Call the All-Americans at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter, Major League Baseball this afternoon. The Colorado Rockies are only one game up on the Milwaukee Brewers for the second and final wildcard spot in the National League with a week and a half to go. And right now, Colorado is trailing in San Francisco. 3-0, Giants have the lead at AT&T Park. They play in the top of the seventh inning. Earlier today, the Yankees got three runs in the bottom of the third on back-to-back home runs from Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, numbers 45 and 32, respectively. And then the Yankees really opened it up. A six-run bottom of the fourth inning. Yanks cruise 11-3 over Minnesota. New York remains red hot. They've won 7 of 8. They're 2.5 back of Boston for the best record in the American League East. Meanwhile, the Yankees also go 7 clear of the Twins in the race for a home field advantage should those two teams hook up in the AL wildcard game. Boston will send Chris Sale to the mound 90 minutes from now. It's game two of our triple header on ESPN. Cleveland and the Angels will round it up later tonight. In Miami today, Giancarlo Stanton, home run number 56.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Here at Toyota of Iowa City, we're winding down the 2017 model year. Because of the fantastic deals we're making on the remaining 2017 models, they'll be gone before you know it. Don't wait until it's too late. In addition to the great deal Toyota of Iowa City has for you, there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on all new 2017 RAV4s, plus a $1,000 cash bonus on all gas models or an optional $3,000 cash on all hybrid models. Come on in and take advantage of these savings and maybe get yourself an all-wheel drive so you can be well prepared for winter. Choose the Toyota you want because there's 0% financing available for up to 72 months on most of our remaining 2017 models. It's the perfect time. Come see us at Toyota of Iowa City and let's make it easy for you to drive home in the new Toyota of your choice.
Through October 2nd, 0% financing for 72 months with qualifying credit through Toyota Financial Services, $1,339 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
In this tight labor market, finding new employees can be tough. Whether you're the business owner or an HR professional, you want access to highly qualified candidates fast. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, no matter the industry, with Indeed, you get immediate access to a high-quality pool of talent with no long-term contracts or upfront fees. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Independent research shows 6 times more hires are delivered through Indeed than any other job site, making Indeed your one-stop source for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/offer. That's Indeed.com/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
4:37, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com, answering all of your fantasy football questions, even the ones that we secretly laugh at after you ask them. Coming up tonight, courtesy of Imon Communications, we'll talk with Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers at 5:30 tonight. UNI, a bye week coming off of a loss to Southern Utah. The Panthers will be gearing up for, is Illinois State, Southern Illinois, the Salukis, who I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, play the Memphis Tigers this weekend.
You are correct.
Well, we'll have to see if we can get Gary some inside information about the Salukis out of Carbondale, guys.
Are they much improved from last year's 4-8 record? We'll find out.
6 o'clock showdown. The fact that you know that is disturbing. Would you have known that if... Here's the thing about you. I think you would know that even if they weren't playing Memphis this weekend. And that would really be disturbing.
I probably would have known that. But okay. Little do people know.
Ooh, learning about Kuhn.
Gabe Kuhn was once committed to the Southern Illinois Salukis.
That was his commitment?
Yes, it was.
And then Justin Fuente came away and he plucked him out of...
Literally 5 days before signing day. The Salukis were not happy.
And coaching staff. And clearly, they've never recovered. What was their record last year?
4-8, I believe.
There you go. They've never recovered from losing the services of your brother. 6 o'clock showdown coming up tonight as well. You'll never believe this at 6 o'clock. That's why we call it the 6 o'clock showdown. Tickets to any of the Marcus Theaters in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville will be the prize tonight. We got a poll question for you, KGYMRadio.com. It has to do with Iowa and Penn State. Somebody on the text line was asking an Iowa-Penn State-related question. We will get to that. This is, after all, a show that sometimes has to do with sports. But I asked, going into the bottom of the hour, what is the craziest thing that someone that you know believes? And the reason that I asked it that way is because if I were to ask you what's the craziest thing that you believe, chances are you probably wouldn't want to put yourself out there to be made fun of.
Well, and if you believe something, then you don't really think it's crazy.
Well, this is true also. But you probably have somebody that you know that thinks something out there. Crazy, stupid, however you want to describe it. I'm not going to judge. And chances are, look, I've met some of you. I know some of you. You got no problem throwing a friend or a relative or a coworker under the bus. I know you're going to do it. And here's your chance. 319-366-1600. This all goes back to, as you alluded to going into the bottom of the hour, we found out today in the latest installment of Professional Athletes Aren't Exactly the Smartest People Around, that Sammy Watkins, formerly of the Buffalo Bills, now currently playing in Los Angeles with the Rams, is a member of the Flat Earth Society. Sammy Watkins, much like the explorers of the 1400s, believes that the Earth is as flat as a Rand McNally atlas.
At this point, do you believe that they actually believe that, or are they just trying to get attention for themselves?
If I were trying to get attention for myself, I sure as hell wouldn't say something as dumb as I believe the Earth is flat. Now,
but this is 2017.
You may recall that Kyrie Irving of the NBA said several months ago that he believes the Earth is flat, despite all of the scientific evidence to the contrary. He believes that the Earth is flat. I suppose because as you're driving down the street, you're not falling off the edge. I totally get this in like the 1300s, you know?
Like the pictures from space are fake? Is that
exactly. And look, I guarantee you somebody out there has a crazy uncle who thinks the moon landing was faked.
Oh, those people are definitely out there. Definitely.
The better question is, if you believed some of these things, would you admit it publicly? If you were Sammy Watkins and you really believe that, would you? And he did. He put it out there because it was passed along by a Los Angeles Times reporter. He thinks the Earth is flat.
Well, I feel like every year on some of these shows, like Hard Knocks, for example, you get a new character who says something ridiculous just to you can't tell if the person actually believes it or if they're trying to be funny. For the case of the reality show, like last year when William Hayes says he doesn't believe in dinosaurs but he believes in mermaids, I wonder if he actually believes that or if he's just trying to be funny.
Okay, so here's my thing on dinosaurs. If you don't believe in dinosaurs, then what's with all of the dinosaur bones and the fossils? And how? Who's behind the global conspiracy to create the fossils? That's my question to anybody that doesn't believe dinosaurs existed.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think that they actually think that far ahead when making these statements. Because I don't think that they've ever really seen a dinosaur bone or dug up a fossil, and they don't really understand, I guess, what it means.
Here's what I want Kyle, our producer, to do. I don't want to put him on the air, but I want Kyle to reach out to our good friend, Cedar Rapids Colonels manager, Tommy Watkins, and I want Kyle to ask Tommy if he believes that the Earth is flat, because Tommy is Sammy Watkins' cousin, and I want to find out if it runs in the family. So
Tommy is Sammy Watkins' cousin.
Yes.
How did I not know that about our weekly guest?
You don't see the family resemblance. Pull up a picture.
Now I do.
Yeah, pull up a picture of Sammy Watkins and pull up a picture of Tommy, and you will see they are very clearly
related.
My
mind is absolutely blown right now.
And I'm not just, if somebody's out there and thinking, well, he's just saying that because they're black and they have the same last name. No, I'm not kidding you. They are related. Trust me on this one. Tommy's a good friend. 319-366-1600. We got a lot of Kennedy assassination conspiracy theorists out there talking about the gunman on the grassy knoll. Okay, it's out there, but it's not completely out there like dinosaurs didn't exist and the Earth is flat. When do we get to know? They have all these papers. They're unsealing them, right? Is it 2070 or something like that? at some point in time, they're going to completely put everything out there about the Warren Commission.
What's more out there, that dinosaurs don't exist or that Tupac and Elvis are still alive?
I would love to know what people's fascination is with thinking that somebody would fake their own death. And, like, I get it, the idea that somebody just has had enough of being rich and famous that they would just completely walk away and be normal, I guess, for lack of a better term. Rick Moranis comes to mind. You remember Rick Moranis? He's an actor. He was in Ghostbusters, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, all that. His wife got sick, and he decided, okay, I'm going to quit acting, and I'm just going to take care of the kids and be a family man because that's what I need to do. Okay, that's the exception to the rule. Most of the people that I know with money, unless they're doing something highly illegal that's going to put them in jail, they don't want to walk away from their money and just be Joe Schmo. They don't want to be Henry Hill in Goodfellas. And if I'm going to open the show with Frank Vincent and Joe Pesci today from Raging Bull, I can't not make the Henry Hill. At the end of, if you've seen Goodfellas, the movie ends with Henry Hill in witness protection program, and he's got no money, he's got no friends, and he can't even get good spaghetti. 319-366-1600. Sunny in Iowa City. This is going to be good. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Sunny, but I have high hopes for the first phone call of the day. What's up?
That's good. I seem to somewhat attract some of these people in my life through, I swear to God, no purposeful engagement of my own. But I have a friend whose wife does not believe in dinosaurs. He's not a close friend, but he definitely married a woman that does not believe in dinosaurs. I was good friends and used to work with a guy that, honest to God, believed the Earth was about 6,000 years old, which, you know, you got to wonder about the dinosaurs at that point, right? And then the one that really drives me crazy is, and I've been trying to suss this out over the course of my 10 years being married, is I am about 95% sure that my wife does not believe that we landed on the moon. I'm pretty sure that she thinks that this was done in a studio, and it just, my scientific head just explodes at the concept that this could be true. So I'm not sure that I believe that she doesn't believe. So I keep sort of probing this over time, and yeah, I will never understand these things.
Out of curiosity, Sonny, what clues is your wife giving you that she doesn't believe that men landed on the moon?
Well, and this is one of the dangerous things that happens, but you know how Netflix allows you to separate your the users of
yes.
Netflix?
Yep.
You can have your own queue. Well, you know, I mean, it's dangerous. It's like looking through someone's diary if you look into someone else's Netflix queue, but I did see a moon landing conspiracy thing in there, and she's, you know, dropped a couple hints and things like that over the years about studios and camera work and stuff. I'm starting to really be concerned about this. It's a legitimate marital concern of mine.
Well, I want a full report. I want you tonight to just go home. When you go home for dinner, I want you to sit down at the dinner table, and I want you to just ask her point blank, do you believe that man landed on the moon? And I want a full report.
I think I could probably do that. I think that might be like,
I think you need to
lighting the stick of dynamite and putting it on the table.
I think you need to at this point. If you've been married for that long and it's been eating at you, I think the man deserves answers. Sonny, we appreciate it as always. I the Earth is round. We've seen.
Yes,
so if you don't believe that the Earth, then I guess this all spirals back to we've never been to space. Everything related to space is fake because satellites and pictures of the Earth, that's all fake because it supports that the Earth is round.
Some people just,
hey,
enjoy
text line
saying different things.
Text line, it's
even
a
if
sports guy saying stupid things. So that's how it relates to sports. Getting a lot of the talk sports today.
I I hesitate
doing this. You can
only
talk about Iowa and Penn State so much. UNI's off this week. Iowa State doesn't play until next Thursday.
But from another radio program that did a very similar thing to what we're doing right now.
No. You mean this isn't original?
This is not original. Oh, and I will...
Crap.
I will claim that it's not original. But they were doing a bit of people calling in on the dumbest arguments they've ever been in with somebody. And someone was believed... calling into a radio station that when it's cloudy outside, you get more of a sunburn because the sun is actively working hard to get through the clouds, and that therefore you get more of a sunburn.
So the sun works harder?
Yes. That's what the belief was.
On given different days?
Yes.
Kool-Aid on the text line says, stay woke, sheeple. 319-366-1600, 6182. I know a lot of people that believe that Iowa will win the Big Ten this year. Whoa, there we go. Somebody had to bring it back to sports, didn't they? By the way, the name of the team that we assembled for the Listener Fantasy Football League is Talk Sports with 3 exclamation points behind it, and the avatar is an angry old man with his fists clenched, yelling. We're 1-1 so far this year. Not off to the best of starts. We lost to the joy of punting this week. I got big hopes for week 3. Don't we have Sammy Watkins? I have him on one of the teams, and it just might be the KGYM team. We're going to talk fantasy football with Tristan Cockcroft coming up. Does the fact that Sammy Watkins believes the earth is flat affect his fantasy football ranking for week 3? It's going to be the first question that I ask Tristan. And if you don't believe me, you haven't listened to the show for very long. It will be the first question that I ask Tristan. I want to see if he takes it seriously or not. Did you downgrade Sammy Watkins this week in your weekly rankings because he is a flat earther?
He has to, right? Does that automatically knock you down a peg in fantasy football rankings?
3107, dumb argument. If a glass is full of ice and water, the glass will be less full when the ice melts. Well, that would be a dumb argument. I don't know okay. what we're trying to get at there, but...
I forgot about this one. I'm not going to name who this was, but...
Did I work with him?
No.
Okay.
I got into an argument with somebody who believed that people who were taller had an advantage on the vertical leap test.
Okay.
Yes.
So like the combine.
Yes. He didn't realize that they actually moved the target up based on how tall somebody was. So
we got Muggsy Bogues and we got Manute Bol, and Manute Bol would have
the advantage. Yes,
we'd have the advantage because of his disparity in the height. Okay, don't out that. Do I know that person?
No,
okay.
You don't.
It's not your brother, is it?
No,
okay.
It's not.
Because I know the NFL draft scouts are listening. Is he go? Will he get invited to the combine this year?
We'll see. I don't know. That is a great question. I haven't heard much on that front yet. We'll find out later in the season.
The text line brought its game today. I really wish we had more time to get to some of these. 319-366-1600. 3934 has a friend who believes that I got Brent Balbinot fired. That did not happen. I do like the fact that you make it a regional conspiracy, though. 4:54. We're going to have to play catch up in the third and final hour today, which is fine by me, but probably not fine by other people in the office. We'll keep it here. Send it over to Kyle for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th. They host the UNI Open on December 9th and close the season in February at Oklahoma State, hosting Iowa State and hosting Mizzou. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver freshman Oliver Martin could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing six games over the next 9 days before opening their regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's Area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so, because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second, with Xavier third. The top nine remains identical to last week, with Marion sneaking in at number 10. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon, with the Yankees winning 11-3. New York appears locked in with that top AL wildcard spot, and Minnesota holds a one-game advantage over the Angels for the second. With no Twins, keep it here after the show for ESPN programming.
What was the thing about Jefferson there?
Jefferson is the top team in the Gazette area, and they had a big win last night over Linmar, who's second.
And where did you go to high school?
I went to Jefferson.
Okay. I thought maybe we needed to connect the dots there on that.
Bleed blue.
Just in case anybody who isn't a Jefferson fan wanted to complain about the verbiage there, I just wanted to be very clear that maybe there was a little bit of hashtag media bias
coming
through there. Hashtag fake news.
They're the top
hashtag
one.
Stay woke. 319-366-1600.
That's what the kids are saying 1600. These days, right?
Hey, Doug Collins said it at his Bulls press conference, the Bulls bringing him in as a senior advisor. He's woke. Aren't we all? Tristan Cockcroft. First question I'm asking Tristan. Does the Sammy Watkins flat earth news affect his fantasy rankings in week 3? If you've got questions, get them to us now. 319-366-1600. The Fantasy Hall of Famer joins us next.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are on a spiritual journey towards savings. Your mind is drifting into uncharted territory as you use